was close.
Why did you do that? I had a plan.
My friends, it's been an honor and a privilege.
But I answered.
All right. And that is the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did everybody think?
That was fun.
That was fun.
It was really
stressful as heck, but fun.
The stacking block mechanic, because I can't use the other word, did the job. I was stressed.
Yeah, that definitely was like a big tension element, and I thought that played really well to the game.
Yeah.
So who was it?
Somebody we never met.
Was it me?
Anyone?
I don't know.
I think it was Sam.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea?
No. Mm-hmm. Who was it?
Well, there you go. Don't worry about it.
No, I
don't know. Oh, you're really going to do that?
Turn on the light and read our questionnaires for the mic.
Sure.
All right,
well.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, boy. But yeah, so basically the way that this works is it kind of is up to the players to kind of figure out who it is. I don't really have a set thing in mind. But we've agreed that it's Emily. Emily is the killer. She didn't kill everybody, but she got most of them. She got Josh with the same thing that she got Sarah with the way that it's written in here is that you strangle them with a chainsaw chain.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Bill saw you do it.
How can you do that to me? I love you.
You were being an asshole.
Yeah, Bill saw you do it, and then, he, you know, was like, oh my god, my best friend and a head cheerleader just murdered someone.
Actually, there's a chain of events that happened. Sarah was arguing with me about why I should break up with you, and I didn't want to, so killed her. Bill saw me, killed him. Over the event, Kevin saw me, killed him. Over the events, realized she was right.
Sorry I get a little stressed out when there's dead people around, okay?
Nah. Not that it.
But yeah.
Why'd you kill Tom?
That was your own volition.
No, that was your own.
That was all you.
You?
See, but.
You said you loved my saxophone playing.
Did you kill me?
You only play Careless
Whisper. Sam killed me.
Yeah, Sam killed you.
Okay. It's the easiest song. I was still learning. I was practicing.
And that was the really funny thing. You were the one that got killed by Sam because your Seriously? Character knows who Sam is.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the way it's written is
every elementary school player can nail that song, and they never stop playing it until.
As the music dies, something in your eyes.
Anyway, so it's supposed to be the last thing in Act One after you guys find out that the car's been disabled.
Ah.
Which you never actually found out.
We were so close.
Yeah. It's now that they're convinced that there's no one around and the strange noises are just sounds of nature, someone should hear something from the boathouse. Upon investigating, they will find a guy in a hockey mask with a sledgehammer. Several of the characters will need to make pulls if they don't want to attack him with potentially lethal force, ostensibly in self-defense. Assuming that they don't overreact or talk to him or manage to subdue him without killing him, they'll discover his name is Sam, and he goes to school with the others, but none of them really know him except Character 4. Sam will claim that he came up on Character 4's suggestion, quote, to scare the crap out of them, end quote. He'll admit to smashing the phone box. His sense of a practical joke is a bit skewed, but will swear that all he did was threaten Character 5, who then passed out, and that he didn't see Kevin or hurt anyone. He claims not to know anything about the SUV. He hiked in from the main road. His car is parked about a half mile or so up the road from the turnoff in a ditch, so nobody will notice this. It is still operational as the game starts, but if they go collectively for it, the killer will probably do something about that if he or she doesn't pick them all off in the dark on the way. So it's very open-ended. It's very, like, kind of...
Nice.
I play on what you guys are doing, what you guys are saying, how you guys are are planning it.
Oh, shit.
So what'd you guys think? Do you like the mechanic?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I loved it.
All right. So, yeah, let's do... I mean, I'll record this, and then if I feel that it's good, then we'll keep it, and then if we don't, then... So that was Beneath the Mask.
Beneath the Mask.
Break.
Ah, more bright.
So who wants to go first?
Let's start counterclockwise from the DM.
Oh, switching it up.
Ooh.
Okay. Nikki, character Lucy. Character 4. What were you given detention for the fifth time last week? And I said skipping class. What one class do you regularly not skip? American history. I like the teacher. What things did you get sent to the principal's office for recently that you don't remember doing? Graffitiing the side of the school with an ugly picture of the principal. The cans of spray paint were found in my locker. What one person do you actually care that you have disappointed? My mother. How did you find out about this weekend's get-together? I heard some of the jocks talking about it while I was smoking between classes. What were you doing during the murder that you won't admit to despite the suspicions your evasiveness raises? I was stealing soap and other toiletries from the bathroom. That's why I brought a backpack to the party and one of the reasons I went to the party.
it makes sense if you keep reading.
Okay.
How has being considered an outsider improved your high school experience? No one talks to me, and I like that. How badly were you injured in the last fight you were in? Just a black eye and a broken rib. Why did you spike the best friend's drink when she insisted on no alcohol? I wanted to get her to kiss me.
Oh. But then she died!
Yes.
Damn it.
What childhood...
Wrong spike.
Yeah. What childhood nickname haunts you to this day? Lardy. What is the biggest crime that you've ever gotten away with? I shoplift regularly. Where have you been sleeping since your father threw you out of his house? Oh. I've been sleeping at the school on a couch in the teacher's lounge. I've made a deal with the night janitor. Why did you have to hitchhike to the North Woods? I needed to grab some stuff from my stash, mainly clothes, but also some drugs. What is your name? Lucy Reynolds.
Yay.
Yay.
Woo. You can just hand me the clipboard.
As a definite member of the nerd population of the school, you're fairly certain you'd normally never be invited to a weekend at the popular kid's cabin. Why do you think that you got to come along this time? Blackmail and bribery. You've received academic awards for excellence in what subject? Debate in English. What embarrassing habit do you hide from everyone you know? I smoke.
Really?
In what way do you have to admit that the negative stereotype of nerd actually applies to you? I live in my parents' basement. What sport do you follow with as much zeal as your schoolwork? Rugby. You've been doing the rich kid's English papers for most of the quarter so far, and in return, he's promised that he'll put in a good word for you with the cheerleader. What makes you sure that this weekend is going to be the right time to make your move, despite their obvious picking on you? I've been drinking and have a lot of confidence. Several times, your friends, teachers, and family have remarked upon events that you've participated in that you have absolutely no memory of. Events you'd normally never partake of. What common theme unites all of these events? It's always me playing non-rugby sports. I couldn't think of anything else. Why do you intend to convince the others to split up whenever the opportunity arises, despite the recent events, to be alone with the cheerleader.
You really fucked up, dude.
Which items that you regularly carry has ended up being more useful than one would usually think, like a striker and steel.
You were gonna kill me if I was alone with you.
No, I hadn't decided that yet.
You stormed off after the bucket of water fell off a door onto your head, and the next thing you knew, it was an hour later, several of the others were screaming, and a body of the first dead kid had just been found. Where in the house were you? The basement. What subject are you really passionate about but have an unusual amount of trouble with? Chemistry. What was the name of your first pet? Phosphorus. A bat.
Phosphorus.
Wow.
How did you disable the SUV so that no one here would be able to repair it tonight? I stole several of the fuses. Okay.
You were supposed to be the killer, but then you died.
What is your name? Thomas Temple.
You were supposed to be the killer?
Well, it's open-ended.
It's open-ended. Everyone's got motive.
It's just for some reason I didn't want everybody to leave. Maybe I wanted to, you know...
Friends.
Yeah, wanted to feel like I'm friends.
I didn't want to die a virgin.
Fuck off. So, head cheerleader. As the best-looking and most coordinated cheerleader on the squad, you fully expected to be named head cheerleader this year. However, what unexpected surprise awaited you on the squad this year? The new girl from France. Despite viewing yourself as the best all-around cheerleader at school, what aspect of cheering are you lacking in and must rely on the rest of your squad to help out with? Double backflips and recruiting new members. What were you looking for in the SUV when the killing happened? My new book. How do you combat the stereotype of cheerleaders as airhead bimbos? I spent time in the library. What caused you to lose your temper so badly that, before you knew it, you had broken another cheerleader's nose? Becky said I was a whore with herpes. Why is dating the team captain such a big deal to you?
And now she's dead!
Why was dating the team captain such a big deal to you? It's what my dad has had in his head since I joined cheer when I was 7. Also Taylor Swift.
T-Swift.
Mm-hmm.
T-Swizzle.
Literally how she wrote it, T-Swift.
Yep.
T-S.
What could be considered your signature piece of jewelry? My double helix that look like butterflies. What is the worst injury you've ever caused to another person? Shattered shoulder blade. What would ruin your reputation if anyone ever found out? I'm really into bugs. I collect them.
Ooh.
Bugs. And murder!
And murder!
Why did you throw your boyfriend's good luck charm out into the woods earlier this evening? He wouldn't post our anniversary pic on
Facebook. Wait till you find out what my good luck charm was.
Oh, gosh.
It's so funny.
Yep.
Which kids at the school will you not miss at all once you graduate? Seeing kids and stoners.
I'm probably both. Yep.
You had a loud fight with Sarah not long before she disappeared. What was it about? Why she wants me to break up with you. And what's your name? Jessica Strawlin.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So, the jock and the team captain. Your father has pushed you to attain the sort of athletic glories he was not able to in his youth. What sport is your specialty? The sport that I excel in is the same one as my father. Water polo. You were pretty much a shoo-in to be team captain this season, but you don't let sports define your entire life. What other hobby occupies much of your time? When I'm not in the pool practicing, I occupy my time with landscape painting and saxophone playing.
So practicing.
Yeah. Why did you originally use sports as an excuse to remain at school rather than going straight home after school? My mother, who I do love, is a raging alcoholic and monster bitch to everybody.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Well. Everyone but you expected the team captain to date the head cheerleader, but you had resolved not to give in to the cliche. What changed your mind about her? Jessica is very supportive of my other hobbies, which is very important to me. Also, she never misses a match.
It's true.
Yep. What's the worst injury you have received while not on the playing field / pool? I once went rock climbing, but didn't have the finger strength to hold on. I fell and broke both my knees.
A saxophone player not having finger strength? Damn you, horrible.
I debated whether to say I shattered my pelvis, but I figured just breaking the knees was more funny. I don't know why. What article of clothing do you wear regularly despite it no longer being in fashion? I am a huge fan of acid-wash jeans with lots of holes in them. Also, tweed vests in my school's colors, which apparently is neon pink and neon yellow. Oh, I will wear those articles of clothing one day. After waking up several times to find hours missing from your life, you think you've isolated several triggers from your condition. Which one do you hope is just a false alarm? I really hope it's not the scent of lavender, as that's the smell of mom's perfume. Although, that might make sense. ..
That's where I got the lavender thing from.
Uh-huh. What did your older brothers constantly tease you about when you were a child? Butch, Cyrus, Logan, and Lou always got on my case about my naturally curly, abnormally long black hair. You were planning on receiving a sports scholarship in order to go to college, but now it looks as if that has fallen through. What is your backup plan? If sports doesn't work out, my plan is to attend art school to become an avant-garde artist.
And then get murdered by my girlfriend.
Listen, I didn't want to replay the Innocence game. That's fine. Like many athletes, you're fairly superstitious. What's your good luck charm? My good luck charm is the athletic jockstrap and cup, which I wear to every water polo match beneath my Speedo.
which has now been thrown into the woods.
My lucky jockstrap and cup. What am I going to do? You had another blackout earlier this evening and woke up in the upstairs bathroom right before Kevin's body was found. Why are you convinced you had nothing to do with it, despite the suspicious stains you found on your shoes? I couldn't have done it because I'm deathly afraid of blood and confrontation. I become queasy and ill whenever either one is around me. Whom do you pity most of all out of all the students in your school? I pity the other guys on the water polo team because they're too focused on the sport and not being themselves. I pity the fool. What is your name? Walton Kransky.
Well, I was going to be mad at you no matter what because just had a fight.
And for the record, just that you guys know, the other questionnaires, the first one, the rich kid. You were asked to come because your SUV has enough room for all the invited kids. For what purpose did your parents buy you the vehicle in the first place? The nerd has been writing your English papers for some time now, and in return you agreed to set him up with the head cheerleader. How do you intend to do this when you know she is totally devoted to the team captain?
Totally devoted, huh?
Recently, why did your wealth cause you problems? Since you were a little kid, you had unexplained seizures, which lead to blurry vision, splitting headaches, and blackouts. When was this the most embarrassing to you? What is your favorite item that, surprisingly enough, did not cost a lot of money? What's the worst thing you've ever done to a loved one? What do you do on weekends when your parents are at the polo field? The best friend, which is number six, the person that he's in love with. The best friend claims you were making out just before the murder, got up to go to the bathroom, and never came back. How do you know this isn't true? When friends describe you to a stranger, what detail do they always include? What childhood trauma returns to you in your dreams? What does your locker look like? You woke up with a splitting heading lying next to Kevin. What were the first words out of your mouth? And what is your name? And the last one is character six, the best friend of the head cheerleader. You and the head cheerleader have been friends for many years. How did you first meet? What was the first thing you did when you got your braces removed? You received a head injury when you were younger and occasionally lose previous memories when you bump your head. What were you doing when you got hurt? Despite being best friends with the head of the cheerleading squad, you never understood her fascination with cheering. What hobby do you obsessively practice instead? What mannerisms or speech do you often repeat? What scared you most as a child? You were raised in a religious household of what faith? Do you still practice that faith? When the mail arrives at your house, what do you always hope to receive but never do? What do you feel safe Why do you feel safer when your best friend's boyfriend, the team captain, is not around? What personal possession are you never found without? What advice from your mother will you never forget? How did you discover that you react very badly to alcohol, getting extremely lightheaded and even hallucinating? You were convinced to be the rich kid's date for the weekend. What made you reverse your opinion of him and start making out in one of the bedrooms? What is your name? So that's Dread, everybody.
How long are you planning on killing me?
I didn't know until the moment before that tower fell.
But the possibility was always there.
No, I wasn't going to kill you. You just died.
A relationship built on a foundation of possible murder cannot last long. Can only end badly.
So that's that.
For you.
Did everyone enjoy this game? Would you play it again?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I think the next thing I'm going to do is there's one more in the book.
Bless you.
You were proving all of Sarah's points. Bless
you. Thank you. There's one more in the book that I'm really excited about. It's called Beneath the Stars, which is like a sci-fi one.
Ooh.
I'm kind of excited about that, and I'm also kind of excited about maybe writing my own. I hope everyone had fun, and yeah, sounds good. I honestly think what I'm going to do with this is I'm just going to cut all of this out, and then I'm literally just going to have it be the end of it is just going to be when Emily knocked the tower over again. And, like, all this will be, like, a B-side or something. So, yeah. So, thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.